verse 21 and 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Now, that's a lot of times, seven times. Now, I'll tell you what we are in the church. If we know these principles, somebody sins against us one time, okay, Buster, I'll forgive you this time, but don't you ever do that again. You hear me? Is that the way we are, brother? I mean, not even seven times, one time, right? Or maybe your wife or your whatever or one of your children, you something, you say, okay, I'm going to forgive you, but don't you ever do that again. 5 years later, they mess up again. Have you forgotten it? No. Did you really forgive them? No. I told you 5 years ago, if you ever do that again, I'm going to get you. That's it. 5 years ago, you messed up. Now you messed up again. I want a divorce. Two times in a lifetime is too much. I ain't going here no more. Well, that's not what God said in His Word. He said, Peter said, seven times. And Jesus said, and I say not unto thee, unto seven times, but 70 times seven. In other words, if I got to forgive somebody 490 times in one day, there must be something extremely important about forgiveness. Right, young lady? There's got to be something extremely important. God is trying to tell us something here that you will not like it if you don't walk in love. That's why He commanded us to walk in love. But He says, verse 23 and 24, and He gives us a parable. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. Now, the kingdom of heaven, where is the kingdom of heaven today? Right here, in us. That's right. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus told us, is in us, in this age we live right now. And He said, when He had begun to reckon, one was brought unto Him which owed Him 10,000 talents. Now, 10,000 talents, I used to think that was a lot of money when I found out it was $3.8 billion. I mean, $3.8 billion sound like a lot. But now then, when I hear people, especially from our government offices, talking about money, they don't talk in billions no more. Trillions! Oh, my Lord. I can't even fathom a trillion. And you can't either. And if something serious don't happen, I don't know what God's going to do, but I know He's in control. But the way they're spending money in our government office right now, you and your children and your grandchildren will never get this debt paid. Never. We won't never get it paid. There ain't enough money in the world. You know, I think we would be like California. You know, California, when they started going under, and I guess they're still on the way down. I guess I hadn't kept up with them much lately. But, you know, they were so deep in debt. And they were talking about laying off the police officers, laying off the firefighters. You know, they can't pay their workers, or laying off school teachers, and they can't pay their bills. So Schwarzenegger, he said, we need to vote on, I think it was six different things to increase tax to pay our bills. And so they voted. And guess what the people did to those six tax increases? They voted them all down. In other words, they don't want to pay for somebody else's stupid mistakes. Now then, what did God say a while ago? If we obey Him, what will we do? Will we prosper? So what does that say about the state of California? They are not prospering, are they, brother? So if they're not prospering, does that mean they're not serving God? That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. I mean, last year I told the church on one Sunday, I said, I understand that Governor Schwarzenegger is fixing to make legal man-to-man in marriage or woman-to-woman. He's fixing to vote that in. I said, now, how many of y'all have ever heard this statement in God's Word? For a man to lie with a man like as with a woman, it is a sin before God. Now, see, God didn't say homosexuals. Because when I was a 10-year-old kid, I didn't know what a homosexual was. But I knew as a 10-year-old kid, I was raised on the farm. So I saw what male and female animals did and how they procreated. I knew what it was like. I just knew how that worked. You saw it every day on the farm. You know, it's a way of life. So whenever a man lies with a man, now you never saw a bull with a bull. It don't work. Never did I see that in my life. But I saw a lot of bulls with the girl cows. You know, I saw that. I saw the male goats with the female goats and sheep, but you never saw male to male. It just don't do it in the animal world. So I know when God says to lie, for a man to lie with a man, as with a woman, it is an abomination to God. He said, I hate it. So I said, I don't know what God will do to California, but if he makes that legal, I guarantee he's going to tick off the king. And I said, if you tick off the king, you ain't going to like his wrath or his judgment. And so on June the 20th, last year, Schwarzenegger made that legal. By the 23rd of June, in 3 days, California had over 8,000 lightning strikes that started fires all over the whole state. Anybody remember all the firefighting equipment they sent out there to help put out the fires? And then some people started praying for rain. And guess what? It rained. But did it rain where the fire was? No. It rained where the fire wasn't and washed out the road so the firefighting equipment couldn't get to the fires. Now, I'm serious. This really happened. Does this sound like a judgment from God? Absolutely. It is a judgment from God. Now, I wonder how many people stop to say, wow, that's a judgment from God. Those people are living in sin. You know, we don't even think like that no more, do we? But see, God is the one that tells us this stuff. Just like this right here. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought on him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, if you owed a debt that size, that's a pretty good size debt. So let's see what happens in the next verse. It says, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had in payment be made. That verse right there has got a ton of information. If you have unforgiveness, if you're the man in the family and you have unforgiveness towards someone, who could be involved in paying your bill? You, your wife, your children, your house, your bank accounts, your cars, your boats, your airplanes, whatever you have. In fact, I had a man one time come to me. He owned a business after I learned these principles. And says, and all that he had, and payment be made. This guy was a very successful businessman. He had a very successful set of businesses, 3 or 4 of them. And he was just making money hand over fist. And then all of a sudden, something began to happen. And he began to have failures in his business. His equipment that he made failed. And all kinds of things happened. And first thing you know, this guy is broke, fixing to have to declare bankruptcy. And he came to me and said, I don't understand this. How I could be so successful all these years. God promised to bless me. And I said, he did. I said, he did until you sinned. I said, did you get into unforgiveness towards someone? Yeah, he said, this guy, he got me into, this one guy, I hate this guy. Ooh, he's in trouble. When he got into unforgiveness toward this one man, he opened the door to this verse. How did the devil hit him? Or how did God send the devil to hit him? Did he harm him? Not really. Did he harm his wife? No. Did he harm his children? No. But what did he hit? His financial world. What did he say? That if you had not to pay, the Lord commands you to be sold, his wife, his children, and all that he had in payment to be made. I said, so you've been afflicted in your financial world. This is the way God's hit you because of your unforgiveness toward this man. I said, he's just about broke you, hadn't he? Now see, when God turns the devil loose on you, you're in big trouble. You are no match for the devil when God sends him to you because of sin. So this man repented. He went and got right with this guy. Promised he'd love him. It's amazing how easy it is to get a man's attention when he was very affluent at one time, and now he's on rock bottom. You know that, Jack? Isn't that amazing? I mean, you hit a guy in the back pocket hard enough, you can get his attention, right? But God had to hit that pretty hard. He was just about ready to declare bankruptcy when we got his answer. He went to that man. He got right with that guy. He repented of his sins, and he promised that guy, I'll love you. I'll never get angry with nobody else again. And he started walking in love, and little by little, he didn't have to declare bankruptcy. His business started coming back, slowly but surely. And within about 3 years, he was back to the same level of where he was. See, God didn't take him down overnight, and he didn't bring him back overnight. But what if this man had not learned the problem of his sin? He would have declared bankruptcy and never understood that the unforgiveness he had toward this man. But now, I've been to hospitals. It also says here that the Lord commanded him to be sold and his wife and his children. I've been to hospitals where a 15-year-old boy is dying with cancer. He just had a radiation treatment. When I was sent over there to pray for the boy, I found out his daddy had unforgiveness toward another man. And the boy, 15, is dying. The man never dreamed his unforgiveness is what made his son sick. But this time, God released a demon onto his family, onto his children, and it happened to hit his little 15-year-old son. A 15-year-old boy dying in Cook's Medical Center with cancer. I found the daddy's sin, got him to repent of his sin, and then I went up there. When I went there that day into the hospital room, I said, I'm going to lay hands on him. They said, we've just given him a radiation treatment. You cannot touch his skin nowhere. I said, okay. So I walked up and laid my hands on the quilt or whatever that thing was that was over him. I said, the Lord will accept this. I said, the sin that caused the boy to be sick has been removed. His daddy has forgiven the man that he has a grudge against. And I laid hands on the cloth and prayed the prayer of faith for the little boy. And within a matter of days, that little boy was out of Cook's Medical Center without a sign of cancer in his body. Now, we serve an awesome God. See, he told us these things in his word, didn't he? He covers it pretty good.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.